And I think there is an important role for behaviorism to play in understanding what drives and motivates students, whether or not they're classified as emotionally disturbed or for students on an autistic spectrum. But I think there's a broader way of understanding a student's livelihood. And I think a social emotional framework allows us to move from what are the students' needs, how are they communicating those needs to behaviors, to understand like who is this student who I'm working with? What are their strengths and challenges as a person? And how do we develop those strengths in order to mitigate those challenges?